Proverbs 8, verse 1. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way, in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. What do you think of the Bible back there? Verse 7. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies. Now, I don't know what a ruby's worth, but they keep them in jewelry stores under lock and key with an alarm system and police security waiting close by in case anybody tries to steal one. However, there's Bibles laying loosely all over the world.
Yeah.
The world's understanding of wisdom is completely upside down.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Wisdom is better than rubies and all the things that may be desired. Now, think about that. All the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the good Spirit. Bless our services, the speaking, preaching of this Bible. Lord, please, you speak through me, I pray. God, I don't want to do it. I want you to do it. Lord, I just want to be a vessel. Please, Lord, speak to every heart in here. Meet the needs that they have. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And please be seated. Last week I talked to you about a clear vision of wisdom. I went over to Genesis chapter 2 and 3, and we realize through the Word of God that the reason that we have sin in this world, and the reason that everything that sin brings with it, death and destruction and misery and sorrow and sickness and sadness and pain and tears, all the things that nobody likes, the reason we have all of those things, now listen, is because of a gross lack of wisdom.
Yeah, that's right,
that's right.
If Adam and Eve would have had a little bit of wisdom, I mean, not a whole lot, just enough to do one thing.
Yeah, come on.
Just enough to not eat from that tree. If they would have had a little bit of wisdom, none of us would be in the position we're in right now. None of us, Brother Warshie, wouldn't feel so tired right now.
Amen.
I wouldn't feel so tired right now. You wouldn't be sick if you're sick. We wouldn't have to pray for people who are lost and dying and going to hell.
Right. Amen.
We wouldn't have to pray for sick people. We wouldn't have to worry I don't know what things would be different, though. They'd be real different without sin. And all it would have taken was a little bit of wisdom to say, you know what, God said not to, I don't care what you say.
Amen. Amen.
It sounds easy, it really is easy, but yet God has a whole book dedicated to it, and yet we still mess up all the time.
Amen.
I told you last week that wisdom is so, number one, our heart would be devoted to God.
Amen.
Our heart should be devoted to God. Because when we do what God says, we see the results are so much better than anything else.
Yeah.
So it draws us closer to God.
Yeah.
Like I preached on Sunday night, I love you more. Why? Because you've done so much more than I could have ever done for myself.
Amen.
It also, wisdom also helps our decisions to be based on Bible principle. I showed you a verse in Isaiah 32 on Sunday night about God leading me to go start a church in Little Elm. Listen, that's you wait on God and let Him direct you through His Word. Your feelings are not stable. You feel one day fine, the next day you'll feel sad, or you'll feel tired, or you'll feel depressed, or whatever. Feelings change. God's wisdom does not.
Amen.
It does not change.
Amen.
And that's the beauty of it. So my decisions can be based on solid rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. An anchor for my soul. Yeah. An anchor for my decisions. Also, so that our daily activities will be safely built upon that rock. Not just daily decisions, but just everything I do throughout the day. Just my activities. You see, wisdom gets in your heart, and it just changes the direction of your steps.
Yeah. Amen. Right, amen.
I mean, you don't have to make decisions necessarily. You just let God lead you. It's a lot easier when you let God lead and you just say, okay, God, you're in control. Here, you take the controls, God. You take the lead. You take the steering. You take the steering wheel. You've seen the old bumper stickers that say, God is my co-pilot. No. No, God doesn't need to be my co-pilot. I need to get out of the driver's seat and say, God, you take over. No, not my co-pilot, no. But God is my guide, my safety, my shield, and my daily activities, they can just be guided by Him just on an every... I talked about how Eve chose to converse and continue in conversation with the serpent who was questioning God's Word. I don't have to make a decision about whether or not that's a safe person or whether or not that's a good person to be around. Wisdom should just automatically, it's just there. There's a red flag. It's just a red flag. Something's wrong here. The Bible talks about quenching the Spirit, or grieving the Spirit. When I'm walking in the wisdom of God, and you're not, and there's something, sooner or later you're going to say something or do something, and if you're trying to, Satan was literally trying to make Eve sin against God, and that's how he works, by the way. Let me stop right there. He's not just accidentally, coincidentally questioning God. He's trying to make you sin.
Right.
He's trying to make you sin against God.
Yeah.
It's not just a coincidence. He is on purpose trying to make you sin.
That's right.
So he can make you hurt.
Yeah.
Because sin hurts.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen.
But our daily activities, if we're filled with the Spirit of God, filled with the wisdom of God, our daily activities will just be, we will not allow the... Have you ever been somewhere or been talking to somebody where you realize something's not right here?
Amen.
I can't put my finger on it, but something's not right. You know what that is? That's wisdom.
Amen.
That's the Holy Spirit in you saying, this ain't good.
Amen.
It's not good. For example, I've been in churches, and I know some of you have too, where everything seems to be okay on the surface, but in my heart, in my spirit, it's like, something ain't right here.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
That's right.
This ain't holy.
Yeah, amen.
There's a spirit here, but it ain't the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, yeah, amen.
Amen. What that is, that's wisdom.
Amen.
That's God saying, don't come back here.
Amen.
That's right.
Don't come back here. Now, I can't necessarily, if I dug deep enough, I find out what it is. But I don't need to.
Amen. Right.
Right. Amen.
Because God's controlling me through His Holy Spirit. And that's wisdom. It's just making daily decisions, daily going through my daily life, realizing this is not good. I don't need to be here.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
God also wants our depth of knowledge and understanding to be greater than the world's. Jesus made a statement. He said, the children of this world are wiser than the children of light.
Yeah.
That was not a compliment. What he was saying was there's people out there, and by the way, let me just put it down where we can understand it. There's people out there, let's just call them business owners, who have been successful in opening and running and keeping a business going, and not only that, but growing that business, making that business flourish to where now they're millionaires. Now, is that necessarily godly wisdom? No, but you know, but it takes some smarts to do that. It takes character to do that. It takes faithfulness, consistency, staying with it, working hard to do that. But we've got Christians who can't even come to church 3 days a week. That's what Jesus meant. The children of this world, and they're wiser than my own people, my own children. See, but God doesn't want it that way. God doesn't want it that. God wants our wisdom to be higher than the world's wisdom, not so we can brag about it, but so that we can stay out of the muck and the mire.
Yeah, amen.
Okay, well, I'm just reiterating last week's message, but I also said he wants to distinguish our lives from them.
Yeah, that's right.
The way we look, the way we talk, the way we act, where we go, we ought to be different. Ye are the light of the world.
Yeah.
This world, the whole world lieth in wickedness, but ye are the light. The whole world lieth in darkness. Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine. How am I going to do that? I'm going to make wise decisions based on God's wisdom, and it's going to, I'm going to stand out from the darkness.
That's right, amen.
Amen. So all of those things I talked about last week. Now, so here in Proverbs chapter 8, what I want to do then is, obviously I'm trying to, through those things, I was trying to get you to understand the purpose of wisdom. But now I'm going to look at a few characteristics of wisdom here in Proverbs chapter 8, so you know kind of how to pick it out, okay? How to pick it out. Because wisdom begins with knowing the difference between wisdom and foolishness.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
I got to know the difference before I go choosing the one that I want. Okay, quickly. Number one. Here in Proverbs chapter 8, we have wisdom's voice resonating. Wisdom's voice resonating or resounding or ringing out. Okay, wisdom's voice. I read the verses already, but wisdom has a clear and distinct voice. Now listen, and it can be heard when you're listening for it.
Yeah.
Amen.
This verse is eternal, by the way. It hasn't stopped crying out, and it will not stop crying out as long as we have a world with someone in it. In other words, it is eternal, and it will go on from generation. The truth, God's truth, endureth from generation to generation to generation. And it, wisdom has a voice. And listen, it's not a little, I know the Holy Spirit is a still small voice, but I'm talking about God's wisdom crying out to you in situations and circumstances where you don't have to have a still small voice. It's just what we might call common sense, but it's not so common to Christians anymore. It's not common to the world, but it's what God would like. God would like for us to get to a place where His wisdom is pretty much common for us.
Amen.
Do you understand? God wants us to get to a place where it's common sense to make wise decisions according to the Bible. Wisdom's voice, number one, look where we hear the voice. Look where we hear wisdom's voice in verse 2. She, wisdom, standeth in the top of high places. By the way, in the places of the past. Let's read verse 1. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places. So there's a place to hear wisdom's voice. It's in the high places. Let me say it this way. It's on the high road.
Amen.
Let me say it this way. It's above the flood.
Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever tried to talk underwater? Aren't you glad I don't preach like that?
Amen.
Amen, yeah. This is all go to sleep. Amen, preacher. No, wisdom does not hang out down in the flood of evil.
Amen.
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 Wisdom voice does not resonate in the flood of evil. You're not, listen, if you're hanging out in the low down pits of slime and sin, you're not going to hear wisdom's voice.
Right.
If you're hanging out down in the muck and mire, the slime pits of iniquity, you're not going to hear wisdom's voice, because she crieth in the high places.
That's right, amen.
I was reading, I think it was a newspaper, I saw something, it blew my mind. This is a true story now. I saw here in Denton, Catholic priests are going down to the bar rooms here in the square, and they're discussing theology with the drunkards on like Saturday nights. And they're having Bible study. And here's what they call it: theology on tap.
Oh,
I'm not making that up. Now, I hope you don't know what that means. But what that means is, you've got, now you're trying, now you're, they're going so far as to try to bring religion down to the bar room. Yeah. See, what they just want to make all the drunkards feel comfortable so that they can just discuss Jesus down there while they're sipping on their whiskey. That's not wisdom.
That's right.
See, alcohol makes your mind think differently than you're supposed to think.
Sure.
Alcohol affects your whole body. Alcohol affects your mind, and your mind affects your tongue. Well, and your thoughts are not pure. If you read the book of Proverbs, your thoughts, the Bible says that alcohol makes you lust after women and all kinds of stuff, and then you wake up and you go right back to it. Now, tell me, how in the world are you going to have a godly discussion about the Bible and Jesus and truth in the bar room? And the priests are going down there on purpose. And they're saying that they're trying to reach the people. But that's not wisdom.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Do you want to reach those people? Absolutely, I want to reach those people. But tell me, how many of those Catholic priests are out knocking on doors with gospel tracts witnessing to people? It's a lousy excuse to try to do something for God. It's ridiculous. It's foolishness. Mark it down. It's foolishness. Theology on tap. And they say it's growing, and everybody loves it. Well, of course they love it. I don't have to go to church. I just sit here in my ballroom, and church comes to me. That's ridiculous.
Amen.
I mean, good night. What's happening to us?
Yes,
but here's what's happening. We got no wisdom.
That's right. Amen.
Wisdom voice crieth out in the high places, not down in the slums. Now you say, can you go door knocking down there? Absolutely, you can go door knocking down there. But the wisdom you're going to speak down there is not going to be the wisdom they're used to hearing. It's going to be God's wisdom. I know that you can go start bus routes in downtown Chicago. You can do that. But you know what you're doing is you're going down there to pull them out of that.
Yeah.
You're not going down there to meet them and join them. You're going to pull them out. Okay? Because you're speaking something higher. God's ways are higher than our. God's words are higher than our. God's wisdom resonates in the high places. In other words, don't look for it down there. God's voice, also wisdom's voice, I'm hurrying here, resonates. It rings out, verse 3, at the entrance of the city. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. The gates and the doors, the entrance of the city. I just believe this is a good picture of God's wisdom wanting to get our attention, listen, before we get into our busy day.
Yeah, amen.
Before we get into the city, what's the city make you think of? Man, there's horns and there's a car squealing tires and there's music and there's people talking all the place. Busy city streets. Well, it's God says, look, I'm going to speak to you before you get into that. I'm going to speak to you before you get yourself all wrapped up, because when you get to work, you're busy and you're running around doing stuff. When you get to school, you got this and that to do. God says, listen to me. Wisdom is, I want to speak to you at the entrance before you get into that day, so you can have some wisdom in there.
Amen.
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 Amen. Isn't that good?
Amen.
See, wisdom cries at the beginning of the work day.
Yeah, amen.
Look in verse 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me, what?
Early.
Now that means early in life? Absolutely it does. Karina needs to seek God now. She doesn't need to wait until she's 33. Jamaria, and Tori, and Joseph, and Samuel, and Byron, and etc. You need to seek Ethan now.
Man, that's right.
Now.
Amen.
Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth.
Amen.
But it also means early in your day.
Amen.
Day to day to day. So where does wisdom cry? Wisdom cries in the high places. You know what? I'm glad that God's higher than I am.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
I just don't know how else. I'm glad that God's higher than we are.
Amen.
And God condescended to men of low estate, didn't he?
Amen.
He came down to this old earth. But when he spoke, what did they say? Never a man spake like this man.
Right.
Why? Because it was so much higher than what they were used to hearing. You know, and Nicodemus said, you must be born again. Jesus said, you must be born again. And Nicodemus said, huh?
Yeah. Yeah,
all
right, brother.
What?
Oh, amen.
Why? Because it was higher than he was.
Amen.
And he was a teacher. He was a rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
But God's wisdom is so much higher. And thank God for it. You know why? Because that makes me have to come up higher.
Amen.
God doesn't want me to go down.
That's right.
Amen.
Everywhere in the Bible that we see people going down, they're going away from God.
Right. Amen.
When you go in sin, you don't go up, you go down in sin.
That's right.
When there was a man who went in the Good Samaritan story, the Bible says he left Jerusalem and he went down to Jericho and he fell among thieves.
Sure.
See, God's wisdom is heard in the high places. God's wisdom is heard at the entrance of the gates early. And before you get started on your busy day, get alone with God's
Amen.
Wisdom.
That's right. Amen.
Dear God. He doesn't want to speak to you after you're wore out and tired. You say, well, why do we have church at night then? Well, church at night's different. The wisdom is still going to be there, but you've got to take the time before you go into your day. Well, Sunday morning, we can have church every morning at about 5 o'clock.
Amen.
I'm up.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm almost up.
Amen.
But
the thing is, God, you don't have to have church to get wisdom. You got a Bible. You got a Holy Spirit.
Amen,
God speaks at the entrance of the city. I'm moving on here. I got a lot to do here still. So where does he speak? He speaks there in the high places at the entrance. Number two, where does this wisdom voice resonate? To whom? Number two, to whom does he speak? Now this is important. Now look in verse 5. O ye simple. Now it says in verse 4, unto you, O men, I call. So obviously, he's calling out to all men, okay, all people. And unto my voice is the sons of man. My voice is to the sons of man. But then he says in verse 5, who's going to listen? O ye simple, understand wisdom. O ye fools, be of an understanding heart. Quickly, what this means is wisdom's voice resonates to those who are simple and lack understanding. What does that mean, preacher? Don't we all listen, yeah, but those who are humble enough to admit it.
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. I don't need to go to church. I don't need to read my Bible. I got it all figured out.
Yeah.
Well, wisdom's not going to help you much.
That's right.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. You got to be humble enough to admit that you need. Again, verse 17. I go back there. I love them that love me. Amen. Remember, I love you more. I love you more. God doesn't have to prove his love for us, folks. He's saying, I will cry out to everyone who will listen. I will cry out to everyone who will admit that they're simple, that they need understanding, that they need more wisdom. And dear God, if you're honest with yourself, if we're honest with ourselves, we always need more wisdom. We always need more understanding. But yet we sometimes, you know as well as I do, we're hungrier for it than others.
Yeah. That's right. Amen.
Amen. That's right. That's right. Amen.
Hear trouble. Come here, boy. That's one of the things that God does, doesn't he? He sends trouble our way, and then we realize, I need some wisdom, God. Okay, I thought so. Now let's talk.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen, brother.
So to whom does he speak? He speaks to those that want to hear it, those that are seeking wisdom. By the way, the Apostle Paul was on his deathbed after planting so many churches, thousands of people are still getting saved today, and he said, oh, that I might know him. I count not myself to have apprehended. He means, he said, I still don't know everything I want to know.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Stay humble. Amen. Stay hungry.
Amen.
Don't, if you ever get to the point where you don't think you need anything, you better get on your face and get along with God somewhere and say, oh God, help me because my heart's not right.
Amen.
I need more. I need more. To whom? So, next, what does this voice say? If I'm listening for it, okay, preacher, I'm out of the slums. I'm not living in sin. I'm trying to get up here as fighting it as much as I can. I'm listening for the wisdom of God now. What am I going to hear? Good, I'm glad you asked. What does this voice say? Look in verse 6. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. First of all, excellent things, what you're going to hear, listen for. This word means things of dignity and honor. Like a commander or a captain. like a king. Things of nobility as a governor or a prince. Now, what does that mean, preacher? What that means is simply this. You ought to be careful what you're listening to, and you can kind of, let me read to you a verse. Proverbs chapter 16, a divine, verse 10, a divine sentence is in the lips of a king. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. What I'm trying to say to you is this, and you can kind of, you can tell a whole lot about a person, not by what they know, but by what they're talking about. I don't have to know everything about nuclear science. That's not what God's talking about here. But my conversation is not going to be crooked.
Right. Crooked.
It's going to be excellent. It's going to be something that would edify.
Amen.
Help others. Amen. Encourage.
Right.
Why does an elected official get elected? Well, somewhere along the way, somebody has been influenced by this person in a positive manner. Now, I'm not saying that our politicians are not good examples here, but think about a person, the most noble person you can think of, someone who's honorable, someone who's respectable, someone who is dependable, someone who you could trust your life with, and you listen to them talk. They're not going to have a bunch of garbage coming out of their mouth.
Yeah, right.
What does the wisdom say? Look at verse 6. Verse 6 says at the end, the right things. That means they're going to be upright, straight, like I said, not crooked or twisted. Verse 7, my mouth shall speak truth. A wise person is not a liar.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
If I'm going to be wise, or if I'm going to be around people that are wise, I need to speak. Do you understand what God's saying here? I need to speak excellent things. I need to speak right things. I need to speak truth. I'm not trying to trick anybody. I'm not trying to double talk people. I'm not trying to lie and deceive people and like a con man does. That's not wisdom.
Amen. That's right.
That's not what God... Christians, we need to speak right things, excellent things, truth. Verse 8, all the words of my mouth are in righteousness. A-double-L, friends.
Amen.
It's nothing forward. It's not perverse. I mean, obviously, Christians can't go around cussing.
Amen.
Swearing. Now, granted, we're all human, and that old life rears its ugly head once in a while, but it must be something that we despise.
Amen.
It's not okay.
Amen.
Now, God knows, God understands, and all this other stuff, but let's not make excuses, and let's not try to just water down the truth.
Amen.
Wisdom, if God's filling us with wisdom, the things that we're going to be saying are going to be excellent, right, truth, righteousness. Look in verse 9. This is big. They're all plain to him that understandeth, right to them that find knowledge.
Yeah.
No double talk.
Yeah.
Let me say this, teenagers. No sarcasm.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
No smart alecks.
Right. Come on.
No, don't look down at the ground now.
Amen.
Smart aleck is not wisdom.
Amen.
Right.
That's right.
I'm just kidding. What do you mean you're just kidding? After you stuck a knife in my gut, now you're going to tell me you're just kidding?
Uh-huh.
See, you can't take words back.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
There's no double talk, but there's not just a bunch of talking to be heard either. Boy, I know that. I know it's hard, especially you girls. And I still love you. I still love you. But, how can I say this lovingly? Say what needs to be said.
Amen.
That's all.
Amen.
Y'all don't know what that means, do you? Say what needs to be said. My girls, I love them to death, but when they start rambling on about every little detail of the day, I say, honey, come here, please.
Amen.
The girls want to talk to you.
Amen, brother.
And they know Daddy by now. They're like, Dad, are you listening to us? Yeah. And I'm just making light of it, you understand? Just having a little bit of fun. But really, the Bible says, in a multitude of words, there wanteth not sin.
Yeah.
In other words, the more you talk and just talk, like a machine gun, sooner or later there's going to something's going to come out that ain't right. Why? Because our hearts are filled with it. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. Hold your peace. Hallelujah. Anyway, but see, wisdom is just plain, simple to understand, no double talk, no sarcasm, not talking just to be heard. The Bible even says, go from the presence of a foolish man, go from the presence, when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. There's something wrong with a man, a woman, a person, when there's just, you got to be careful. Now, obviously, we're not talking about mistreating them. We're not saying that. Don't get me wrong. Again, I don't want you to misunderstand me. But if you got to choose your friends, okay? Yeah. If you got to choose your friends, a companion of fools shall be destroyed.
That's right.
Now, listen, let me get on Facebook again. And Twitter. And all that junk. And all that Snapchat garbage. All it is you talking so people can hear you. It's foolishness.
Amen.
Right, brother.
It's foolishness.
Amen.
Well, everybody's got to hear what I have to say. That's not wisdom.
Amen. That's right.
That's not humble either. I still love you. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Amen.
Wisdom will help you. Do I need to go back to Genesis?
Come on, amen.
No, I don't need to go back there, do I?
Amen.
Not tonight. I don't have time for that. Wisdom's voice resonates, though, in the high places. Yeah. Wisdom's voice resonates to those who want to hear it. Some of you don't want to hear it right now. That's why you're not going to change anything that I say when you go home. But if you want wisdom, you'll listen. Wisdom says, listen, excellent things, right things, truth, righteousness, plain and simple. Understand, it's not a bunch of double talk, not a bunch of smoke and mirrors. It's straightforward, plain. We don't need. That's why when I stand up here and preach, even Karina can understand me, because I'm not trying to impress you with my eloquence.
Come on, amen.
Right.
Most of you don't even know what that means. I don't even know. I'm sure what that means. Or I'm an eloquent orator. No, come on, I'm a preacher.
Amen.
Of righteousness.
Amen.
And truth.
Amen.
And you're an eloquent orator. You need to go down here to this other church. I'm no eloquent orator. I'm just going to preach plain straight down here on the bottom shelf where you can understand. See, Karina could even understand that. Why? Because if faith cometh by hearing, you got to be able to hear and understand what the Bible says. Listen, it's written. Anyway, it's written at a sixth grade education, by the way. I'm hurrying here. Wisdom's voice resonates. Wisdom's value needs to be recognized. Look in verse 10. I'm hurrying here. Wisdom is better than rubies. Like I said when I was reading earlier, all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. If the world had any sense, these Bibles would cost about $1 million.
Yeah.
I mean, thank God they don't, right? Because we wouldn't be able to have one. But they're worth infinite times anything this world has to offer.
Amen.
Through this book, my soul has been redeemed. Because of this book, I am a blood-bought believer in Christ Jesus. Because of this book, when I die, I know, K-N-O-W, that I will be absent from the body and present with the Lord. Through this book, I am born again. Because of this book, Jesus Christ lives in my heart. Because of this book, God is my heavenly Father. Because of this book, there is no way I will ever lose my salvation. Because of this book, I stand here and preach to you with all of the heaven that I can possibly have in my heart, because Christ lives in me and He shall never die, and I will live forever because I'm in Christ and He's in me. It's all because of this book.
That's right.
Now, you go try to buy that with a ruby.
Hey,
you go try to buy that with a diamond. You can't touch it with anything this world has.
Amen. Hey.
Wisdom's value. Look in verse 15. I lost my page. There it goes. Verse 15. By me kings reign. Princes decree justice. By me, princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. By me, wisdom speaking there, God speaking. See, a king, a prince, a noble, a judge, those that are in authority, those that are in leadership, understand, I need wisdom. See, why? Because the value is recognized when you get to a place where you have responsibilities.
That's right, amen.
God's desire is that every single Christian that's ever been saved gets to a place where they have some responsibilities in His local church.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The idea is for you to get saved, get baptized, and then discipled and grow to a place where I can put you in some place of leadership, and you're going to understand by that time, but until you do, I can't. By that time, you're going to understand wisdom is important. Wisdom is valuable, and therefore wisdom is precious.
Right.
All the gold, all the rubies, anything that may be desired in this world cannot compare to God's wisdom. People kill each other over gold and diamond and rubies. I've never heard somebody killing each other over the last Bible in the house.
Amen. Amen.
Good.
Everything's backwards.
Amen.
Everything's backwards. Wisdom's value should be recognized, but we've got to understand and recognize the value here. The average Christian's opinion is not what the Bible is saying right here. The average Christian's opinion of wisdom is, well, you know, when I can, I'll get it. When it's convenient, I'll get down there.
Sure.
When I'm not too tired, I'll open up the Bible.
Yeah, amen.
When I get myself in trouble.
Oh, yeah, amen.
But see, wisdom is more, God says, it's not about that. Wisdom is something that you ought to desire more than anything in this world. Because it's more valuable than anything in this world. Look in verse 18. Riches and honor are with me. Wisdom. Riches and honor. Honor.
Amen.
You can make a bunch of money and nobody honors you.
That's right.
But riches and honor are with wisdom. Yea, notice, durable riches. That means lasting riches. That means eternal riches. That means other souls in heaven because of you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Other souls sitting in church beside you.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Because you realize wisdom, he that winneth souls is
wise.
Amen.
Yeah.
And that's eternal soul. There's nothing else in this world, nothing else in this world that's eternal but the soul of man. Well, that book is eternal, yeah. Well, that's Jesus. That's not of this world.
That's right.
But that soul inside you, in this world, is the only thing that's eternal. And they're out there all around the place, dying and going to hell. And wisdom is we go out there and we tell them about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And then we'll have durable riches, lasting riches, and honor. And this is when we get to heaven. Christ will honor us with crowns.
Sure.
Crowns. Yeah. We'll get rewards for everybody. Everybody that we're responsible for, whether it's through missions giving, whether it's through giving for our local church soul winning, whether it's through praying somebody into the kingdom, whether it's through knocking on doors, handing out tracts, anything that we do that is a part of someone getting saved, we will earn rewards for that. We will be honored for that in heaven. I mean, I'm talking about God honoring us.
Yeah, amen. Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
That's right, brother.
But that's wisdom.
Amen. That's right.
That's wisdom. Durable riches and honor. Wow. You can't pay somebody enough to get saved anymore.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you go out and say, well, listen, I'll give you $25 if you say this prayer. Now, did they get saved?
Yeah.
No. A person's not saved until they are convicted of sin,
right.
And until they are contrite, and then they're converted through the power of God.
Amen.
Amen.
You can pay somebody to say a prayer. You can pay somebody to come to church, but God don't. Only God's power can lead them to saving grace of Jesus Christ.
That's right. Amen.
And that's wisdom that we need desperately.
Amen.
We need wisdom. We need to be better soul winners, church.
Amen.
We need to be better. We need to be more effective at preaching and teaching the gospel. We need to be better Sunday school teachers. We need to be better bus workers. We need to be better prayer warriors. We need more wisdom.
Yeah. Amen.
Because through that we get durable riches, honor, righteous. You can't buy those things with money.
That's right.
Amen.
Look in verse 19. My fruit, wisdom's fruit's better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. Boy, the fruits of wise living. Look in verse 21. That I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Fill their treasures. I remember last year at Missions Conference, our theme was treasures in heaven. And Brother DeShazo brought in this treasure, this chest from his house. Man alive, I don't know how he got it in the van. Yeah. It was huge. It was about that deep. Maybe I'm embellishing the truth, but it was this big. It was that deep.
Yeah.
And boy, you could have put a lot of stuff in there, and we did.
Amen.
God says, I'll fill your treasures.
Amen.
Can I tell you, that's a lot more than minimum wage.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's a lot more than anybody is ever going to pay you out here.
Amen.
Amen.
I will fill their treasures. God says, I want you to understand the value of wisdom. Recognize what it's worth. Luke 16:15 says something interesting. It says, that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
In other words, it's completely backwards.
Sure.
Wisdom's value needs to be recognized. Wisdom's voice is resonating and needs to be heard. Wisdom's Listen, virtue. Let's talk about virtue for a minute. Look at verse 22. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. This personal pronoun is wisdom. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth. When he established the clouds above. When he strengthened the fountains of the deep. When he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundation of the earth, then I was by him. Now what in the world is going on here? Wisdom, God's trying to tell us that wisdom has real power.
Amen.
Yeah,
it does. Let me explain it to you here. The word virtue means, it comes from the Greek word dunamis, which means where we get our word dynamite. Do you remember the Jesus was walking down the street and there was a whole multitude of people around him, and there was one lady who had an issue of blood for 12 years, and she had spent all the money that she had on doctors and they could not heal her body. They did not heal her body, but Jesus was walking by and she was in a crowd of people. She couldn't get to Jesus, so she got down on her hands and knees and she crawled and she elbowed and she fought her way and she just reached up and touched the hem of his garment like that, and Jesus said, stop, wait a minute. Who touched me? Who touched me? And the disciples said, Jesus, the whole multitude is thronging you. What do you mean? No, no, no. He said, no. Virtue has gone out of me.
Amen. Yeah.
Virtue has gone out of me. Power.
Amen.
Power has gone out of me. That virtue, that power that I'm talking about, that wisdom that we're talking about tonight has real power. How does it have power, preacher? Look, this is God, this is the power that God used to create the world.
Amen.
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 You say, wait a minute, I thought he spoke the world into existence. All right, you're getting it now.
Amen.
Man.
Amen, brother.
Come
on.
God's word is wisdom.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And see, it's higher than we are.
That's right.
It's higher than we are. God's word is wisdom. God's word then is power.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
See, how did God know exactly how far to put the sun from the earth? So if it's any closer, we'd burn up. If it's any further back, we'd freeze.
Right.
Yeah. Wisdom.
Amen.
How did God know to make the earth tilt on its axis just a little bit and rotate just enough to where we have four seasons, where we don't get sick of one, we get to go on to the next one? Except for Texas, we have four summers. But anyway, how did God do that? How did God know to do that? Wisdom!
Right.
Amen.
How did did God know how to set the oceans just right so that they don't come up and flood us every time the tide comes in?
Right.
Amen. Wisdom.
Yeah. Amen.
This is as far as you can go. Stop.
Amen.
How did God know to light the sun so we could have daylight and let the flowers grow and enough rain to let us not thirst? Wisdom.
Amen. Amen.
Power.
Yeah.
Listen, it's the same thing.
That's right. Amen.
It's amazing to me, but God is telling us that all throughout the creation, not just the creation, notice, but the sustaining of the creation. Not just that He put it in place, but He's holding it in place through the same power.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I don't know about you, but that just kind of gives me a little bit of a goosebump because I think that's a whole lot of power. And God says that I can have that wisdom. I can have that knowledge. I'm never going to be God, but I sure can have more than anybody else if I want it.
Amen.
How is that power going to translate into my everyday life, preacher? Well, you see, living wisely, I'm going to see God's power working in my life.
Amen.
How is God's power, God's wisdom, going to be power in my practical everyday life? Well, you see, God's power is going to use me to win souls. There is no greater power than taking a lost sinner bound for hell and saving them, and now they're bound for heaven just through faith in Jesus Christ. There is no greater miracle than that.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
No greater miracle than that. Yeah. Oh, we love how the oceans don't come up too far and how the storms don't kill us every time unless God wants them to, and how the sun doesn't, and all those things are, man, it's miraculous how you plant a little bitty seed, put it in the ground, you cover it up, you put some water on it once in a while, keep the weeds away, and before you know it, there's an oak tree. My Allah. Yeah. Well, that's amazing power, but you know, that's the same, it's wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's wisdom.
That's right.
And see, we don't really see wisdom as being power, but we need to learn that right now.
Yeah.
If God's wisdom can create this world and sustain it, not just this what we see, but this entire universe, there's so much out there, we're never going to see it all.
That's right.
NASA keeps on exploring this and exploring that and finding this and finding that, and God's sitting there going,
yeah,
I did that a million years ago.
Yeah, man. Amen. Yep.
But see, here it is. Living wisely is I surrender myself completely to God's wisdom. See, this is why we don't recognize it like we should. Because wisdom is where God fills me. And like I said earlier in the message, He controls. He guides. He does everything. I just simply surrender to His will.
Amen.
Do you understand what I just said?
Amen.
See, God, when Peter stepped out of that boat, He said, "If it be Thou, bid me come unto Thee, Lord, on the water." And He said, "Come." And Peter went, why? Okay. Because he believed God's word.
Amen.
And there was power there that you ain't never seen.
That's right.
Neither have I. I never walked on water. But what happened when he took his eyes off of the wisdom, when he took his eyes off the power, and he started looking at the storm, which is, by the way, what we always look at.
Right. Yeah,
that's right. Amen.
I can't, preacher. It's too hard, preacher.
Amen. Come on.
It'll never work, preacher. Don't you see the storm out there? Don't you know the people are laughing at me? Mm-hmm. Okay, you're never going to see the power.
That's right. Amen.
Man.
Well, they won't like me anymore. Okay. You're not going to see the power.
Yeah.
By the way, there's always going to be somebody who says, "You can't."
Right.
"You can't do that."
Right.
Well, what does God say? If God says you can, then I'm just going to...
Amen.
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 That's power. It's not Peter that walked on the water. It was Peter completely surrendered to the Word of God.
Right.
That's when you're going to see the power.
Man.
God working in you, God working through you, you not doing anything to hinder God's will and God's power, then it's all of thee, Father, none of me, and you'll see some power. Sounds like a fairy tale. It shouldn't sound like a fairy tale. That's why we had the Great Awakening. That's why we had the Second Great Awakening. That's why we had D.L. Moody preaching a revival fires all the way across England and all over America, and George Whitfield and Charles Spurgeon. Why? Because they understood that this wisdom, this Word of God, this is real power.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
It is.
Amen. That's right.
They didn't say, but I can't. They said, God, you can.
Amen.
God, you can.
That's right.
Do you want God to use you?
Amen.
I mean, really? Have you even thought about that in the last 14 days? God, will you please use me?
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Will you please use me, God? Will you please just let me be an instrument, a tool in your hand? Will you please just use me to bring glory and honor to your name? Will you please use me, God, so that people can get saved? God, will you please use me so that souls will stop perishing and going to hell everywhere I look? God, will you please use me to grow this church? God, will you please use me to grow this Sunday school class? God, will you please use me to let my family see Jesus Christ? What, God, will you please use me? Have you ever prayed that?
Amen.
Use me, God. I don't care what you have to do. God, use me. Use me more, God.
Amen.
Use me more.
Amen.
There's more power.
Amen.
It's unlimited.
Amen.
It's unlimited.
Amen.
But we get in the way.
That's right.
That's right. Amen.
We get in the way. Our fears. Our laziness. We value everything this world values. We live for the rubies and the gold and the fine gold and the silver. And wisdom is like, well, if I have enough time for, you're not going to see the power. Neither am I. There's real power. And finally, God knows we're a little bit hard-headed. Well, He knows I'm a little bit hard-headed. I'll speak for myself. So He repeats Himself at the end of this chapter. Verse 32. He says, now, therefore. It's like, okay, have I done enough to convince you? It's like, can you hear God in heaven say, I mean, I know God has a sense of humor. I know He does. You know how I know? He created me. But He's saying, okay, look, I'm telling you, wisdom's voice is resonating everywhere. Wisdom's value is precious than more rubies. Wisdom's virtue is, you can see the power. Now, have I made my point yet? He says, now, therefore, will you listen to me?
Amen.
Look what He says in verse 32. Now, therefore, hearken unto me. O ye what? Children. You know, you have to tell children something over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And your parents are like, yeah, you sure do. Over and over and over and over. How many times do you have to tell Lucas no? No, no, Lucas, no, no. Over and over. Well, God's like, okay, now, therefore, will you listen to me now, children? Look what He says. One more time He says, for blessed are they. God is not, God wants to bless our lives.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
He said, blessed are they that keep my ways. Then He says again, hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man. That word blessed, by the way, means happy. It means happy. It means fulfilled. Oh. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates. There it is again. See, He's just repeating Himself. He's repeating the value of wisdom, waiting at the post of my door. Whoso findeth me findeth what? Life. not just salvation, but abundant life.
Yeah. Amen.
Life is not found in rubies.
Amen.
Life is not found in riches and gold and whatever else you're chasing after. God says, if you'll listen now, little children, 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 you say, he has said over and over again, yeah.
Yeah, amen.
He's trying to help us understand something, that we're knuckleheads.
That's right. Yeah.
And he said, I just want to bless you.
Yeah.
I really do.
Amen.
I really do. I want to bless you.
That's right, amen.
I want to bless you again. I want you to find life, abundant life. But what you want is rubies and gold and silver and diamonds and bling. I gotta have my car. I gotta have my job. I gotta have my money. I gotta have my clothes. I gotta have my shoes. I gotta have my hair just right. I gotta have the bling hanging everywhere. I gotta have that phone, you know, that newest phone. I'm gonna wait out in the parking lot for it. God says, will you wake up?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on. That's right.
Yeah.
You're never gonna find life like that.
That's right. Amen.
You're going to be an empty, dead mess.
Yeah, amen.
God says, I'll bless you. I'll bless you. I'll bless you, oh, you little children. I'll bless you. I'll bless you. I mean, how many times does he have to say it?
Amen.
I want you to have life. And then he says, I'll give you favor. Favor is just another word for blessing. Shall obtain favor of the Lord. What does that mean? That means I'll go to God, and I'll go to God in prayer, and He'll bump me to the front of the line. I mean, that's what He says. If somebody has favor, that means somebody else doesn't. God doesn't have any favorites. What Bible are you reading? I just told you He has favorites.
Amen.
James.
Thank you. Amen. We got some wisdom there. Amen.
Amen.
God says, I'll favor you. Oh, wait a minute, preacher. God is no respecter of persons. You're right. He'll save anybody. But once you get saved, if you're living... Let me just illustrate. Come here. Come here, Byron. Please. Stand over there beside Samuel. You go that way 3 steps. 1, 2, 3. Stop. You go that way 2 steps. Only go 1. 1. Now, wait a minute. I told you to go 2 steps. What's wrong with you? Don't you want to obey me? I'm just trying to... You go 1 more step. Don't go. 1 more step. You come back this way 3 steps. 1, 2, 3. Now, he's proven himself somewhat obedient. He's proven himself knucklehead. Have a seat. Now, when it comes time for me to give out the ice cream, I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to give the ice cream to the obedient one. And the rebellious one, well, you're just going to have to watch because you weren't obedient. Now listen, I would never do that to my children. Come on, what's wrong with you? God says that there's a rod of correction.
Amen.
There's discipline.
Yeah.
Amen.
There's chastening.
That's right.
There's correction. Amen. Instruction in righteousness. What does all that mean? That means, listen, when we don't do what God says, He's not blessing us, He's correcting us.
Yeah.
Now, it is a blessing because He's trying to get us back to the blessings.
Right.
Amen.
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 But yet, you're going to have to go through some trouble.
That's right.
Whereas you could just obey, right, and He'll bless you right then and there.
Yeah.
So He doesn't have favorites. You need to read the Bible.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
I didn't say He loved you any less, right? I still love you, and when you get your act together, I'll give you some ice cream. I mean, really, parents, don't we reward good behavior? Don't we discipline disobedience?
Amen.
Well, why do we think God's any different?
Yeah, you may. That's right.
Amen.
God's the one that taught us to do that.
That's right.
By the way, that's why America is so rotten right now, because everybody's getting everything for free.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen, that's right. Amen.
You used to be able to go out on a bus route, and you'd be able to offer them a pack of gum, yeah, and they would love you. They would come back to church every single Sunday with a piece, just a piece of gum. Now you got to give them a PS3.
Yeah, come on, amen.
Maybe they'll come once.
Yeah, no kidding, amen.
I don't even know what a PS3 is. I just heard you guys talk about it. But I mean, kids are spoiled, man. They have everything. They don't need. Well, listen, God don't work that way.
Amen. Yeah, that's right.
He gives us all. Listen, He gives us abundant mercy, abundant riches through His salvation. I know that. But listen, but then He wants us to find wisdom.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So He can give us favor and blessings and life. He says, "I've come that you have life and you have it more abundantly." But if you keep letting the thief tell you what to do, he's going to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Wisdom has real power. Wisdom's voice is just resonating in the high places. Wisdom's value needs to be recognized. God's people, open your eyes and see what's really wise. And then God says, okay, listen, one more time, let me remind you. I want to bless you. I want to bless you. I want to bless you through my wisdom. Verse 36. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul.
That's right.
Hey, look at me for a quick second. Don't blame God.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Don't blame God.
Amen.
You sin against God, you wrong your own soul.
That's right.
Amen.
I get tired of that. People blaming God. I understand that they don't realize and they don't have understanding. They're probably not saved. But really, if God's helped you tonight, then you need to go home and change some things that need to be changed.
Yeah.
And if you don't blame God.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. That's right.
Good.
He says, you wronged your own soul.
Yeah.
Yep. Amen.
He says, but and all they that hate me love death.
Yep. Whew. That's right.
Wow. I hate that old preaching. And that's what America's saying now.
That's right.
I hate that old preaching stuff, man. Nobody's going to preach at me. I'm going to go down here where they make me feel good. There's a champion inside me. Yeah, well, that's fine.
Yeah, come on. Amen.
That's not wisdom, but that's fine. You go there. But see, the Bible says, all they that hate me love death.
That's right. Amen.
I think wisdom's pretty important.
Amen.
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 I think God's trying to say, hey, children.
Yeah.
Yes,
wisdom. Wisdom.
Yeah.
Wisdom. My wisdom.
Amen.
My wisdom. It's like, write it on the board. MYWISDOM. Yay, teacher, you did a good job. I mean, it's elementary. Wisdom. Wisdom, blessings, 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 blessings. Favor, favor, life, life. No wisdom, death, wrong. Oh, man, pain, sorrow.
That's right.
Yeah.
But remember what I told you in Luke chapter 16. The things that are esteemed in this world, highly esteemed, are abomination in the sight of God. That which the world loves, that which the world lives for, is killing them.
That's right, amen.
It's killing them.
Amen.
That which our country loves, that which our country is living for, is killing us.
That's right, amen.
This wisdom that you just heard tonight, for the last, whatever it was, 20 minutes.
Amen.
Plus or minus.
Amen.
It's worth more than any money you'll ever make.
That's right.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
If.
Absolutely.
You'll listen.
Yep. Amen.
Let's pray. Our Father, we love you, Lord, tonight. We thank you, God, for all that you do for us.